Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, let's get to Brock Purdy. And here's what Baldy had to say about Brock Purdy's game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Daddy was good. He's always good. I mean, those tough throws in the middle of the field are tough. I don't know how to describe it, Joe. He wasn't all world. And I think some people just think he's got to be all world. He misses McCaffrey in the passing game, for sure. There's no question about that. He's just such a difference maker on really easy throws, but in space where he does so much damage after, not to take anything away from Jordan. I think they do miss him. No, he did deliver the knockout shots that, for example, that Sam did, from the other side. I mean, the throw to Justin Jefferson and the throw to Naylor at the end. Like, he didn't deliver those type of knockout shots that you want him to be able to do.
All right, he didn't deliver the knockout shots, no doubt about it. Maybe the knockout shots weren't available, but he didn't do it. Now, what is Brock doing wrong? Here's what Baldy had to say about that.
I do think he is kind of staring some receivers down. I think he is locked in on some guys, and he's kind of probably waiting too long for things to open up. And some of that is, okay, Ayuk wasn't there at all during training camp in the offseason, kind of waiting on some things to happen, and you could be found guilty of that sometimes.
So Shasky, staring receivers down. Nick Wagner from ESPN had this stat out there. I want you to respond to this. Niners combined 3 of 13 on 3rd and 4th down against Minnesota. So far in the year, they're 9 of 26, 34.6%, which would be tied for 21st in the NFL. So the McCaffrey effect, Ayuk's slow start, Deebo not getting separation, that's a big impact. Now also, they're allowing a sack per drop rate. How about this? They're allowing a sack per drop back rate of 11.7. That's the worst in the NFL. Conversely, Purdy has an average time to sack of 5.76 seconds, which is second slowest in the NFL. So that tells me he's not checking it down. He's looking for the home run. He's holding on to the ball way too long. And to Baldy's point, probably stares some receivers down. So we got to get Brock Purdy going here.
Yeah, and he's also had to run for his life on a few of those plays. Like, I think I like two in particular that were completions are the one where he ran around and then threw to Juice and Deebo. Mm-hmm. He had I referenced a couple other ones where he's running around and he takes a sack. He just slides down to just don't throw this into coverage. I can't throw it away. It'll be intentional grounding. There's a lot of I thought that they were confused on Sunday, and I think there's a lot going on. He saw the rush early on, and I think that he got kind of sped up on the interception, right? He was going to Juice no matter what. And when you look at the zoomed out view, there were other guys that were open, but he's not even looking in their direction because he's already feeling pressure before it comes. And I think that he was already ready to dump it off to Juice. He actually had one earlier that he dumped off to Juice that Juice made a really nice contested catch that he got hit right in the side on. And yeah, I think that happens when you're getting heated up and you're getting blitzed and you're getting off the field. You're like, hey, I'm not going to take a sack here in this situation. And I do believe he's been locked onto Debo a lot. Good or bad. He's had some really good plays and yeah, a couple bad ones, but he has been locked in on Debo. And I think that's because, quite frankly, whether this is real or not, he's probably been practicing a lot with Debo the last 2 months, and that's who he's comfortable with.
Yep. No, and obviously, Ayuk's got to get up to speed here, but that third down with 49er Frankie, Guru's boy, was like, check out the third play of the game, and you'll see the check downs. I didn't even make it to play number three. She actually got stopped at play number two. Said, oh, there's a check down there. There's something that's available. 888-957-9570 is the number here. What do you think about what Baldy said about Brock Purdy stare down wide receivers? Now, not having Debo and not having Christian McCaffrey, we're going to see a lot. Do you think, too, that there's some fans out there who wants to see Purdy in this position to try to thrive without McCaffrey and Debo Samuel? Don't you think people are kind of waiting for that?
Were people waiting for Mahomes to play without Tyreek Hill?
I don't know. I'm not in Kansas City.
I'm talking about nationally.
Oh, maybe.
No, yes, we all were. Well, all right, now let's see what he looks like. That's just what we do. That's what haters do, right? Everyone's waiting for the demise of someone. Josh Allen fans and the ones who hate him, what are they all saying? Well, let's see what you look like without all your playmakers.
Looks pretty damn good.
No doubt. You know?
Looks pretty damn good.
No doubt. But, I think that is what football fans do across the board. Now, internally, Niner fans, we want to have an all-star squad. Is there intrigue, though, to kind of, see what it looks like? Of course there is.
I think there's a lot of intrigue here.
I want to see him, ball out without those guys. The hallmark of what made Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, that's what made those guys is that, man, whether it's Julian Edelman or Wes Welker, or I'm throwing to, who's the guy that won the MVP, Super Bowl MVP?
And James White.
No, they went to the Seahawks early on.
Deion Branch.
Rashane Caldwell. There's been so many many guys throughout the years that you just plug into a Peyton Manning offense or a Tom Brady offense, and boom, they become ball players. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, Wes Welker wasn't doing this in Miami. You want to have one of those kind of guys. Right, that's what you want. You want to have one of those guys. Oh, James Toney doesn't work in Kansas City initially, and then he goes to the New York Giants and is completely lost, and then he comes back. Of course, it's going to work with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Why? Because those are two successful head coaches and quarterbacks. You want your guy to be one of those guys. I think the Giants, I'm talking about San Francisco Giants, kind of had that magic for a little while. Like, oh, it didn't work out elsewhere. Dan Uggla will work out here. Oh, Jake Peavy struggling elsewhere? It'll work out here. We've got the magic, right? And so, yeah, you want to have one of those kind of situations.
Dan Uggla, 2 weeks, right? Was it even 2 weeks?
It wasn't. But you get where I'm going.
Yeah, no, I do. I remember interviewing him at a clubhouse. He was in there.
I mean, after the Giants hit on Matt Duffy early on, it was like, we can't miss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we just know infielders. And I feel like the Niners, to a degree, it's like, hey, can Cowie make plays?
Yeah.
Let next man up. What's up with Sauber? He looks like he can, make a cut enough plays as a second tight end. So it feels like they've hit on Jordan Mason as a backup. Now, can his body withstand the punishing style that he plays?
Maybe week another backup.
After week? I don't know.
Baldy brought up Isaac Grendo. Next man up. He's got to get ready to roll here. Isaac Grendo. 888-957-9570. Is there more pressure on Shanahan to put these playmakers in a position to make plays, or is the pressure solely on number 13, Brock Purdy? 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. It's not hating. It's a chance for Brock to silence the critics or confirm that he's really, really good. The critics will be silenced until the playoffs. They make the playoffs, right? And I'm not saying the Niners are not making the playoffs, but we're a long way away, and I just feel like in September we shouldn't be talking Super Bowl as a playoffs. We got to get, you got to get through the first quarter of the season to see where you're at.
They still have playmakers, right? Yes, you're down Debo and you're down CMC, and these are huge losses. Like, games are hard to win with those guys, or even harder without them. But you still have Kittle, you still have Ayuk, you still have Jennings, and you still have Jordan Mason, and you've got an elite play caller. And, we've talked a lot about Sirianni this morning.
Yep.
You know why I'm out on Sirianni? It's because I don't know if he has the answers, X's and O's on the whiteboard to be able to solve the issues as they arise. Like, A.J. Brown's going to be out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, Kellen Moore and Sirianni, do you trust that they have the answers to figure it out while those guys are out? I don't know. What I do know is that when guys have been out in the past, and he has an 8-year track record, and as an OC prior, it does feel like Shanahan has found a way to move the ball with a variety of players, whether that be different running backs, different wide receivers, different offensive linemen. So I feel like there's a body of work that has me encouraged that they could figure this thing out.
On the other side, after the 8:30, 8:25 break here, I want to play a little rapid fire with the feds out here on Brock Purdy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
30 for Purdy. 30 for Purdy. This is an idea by Sam Lubman, which is really good. 30 for Purdy. You have 30 seconds to give your thoughts about how Brock Purdy played against Minnesota. A little rapid fire. 30 for Purdy. You have 30 seconds to give your assessment and your thoughts on how Brock Purdy played against Minnesota. As Baldy said, he scared out a lot of receivers. He wasn't all world. So 888-957-9570, line him up. Line him up. 888-957-9570 is a number. 30 for Purdy. You have 30 seconds to give your thoughts on how Brock Purdy played. Because that's going to be, a lot of people are going to be looking at him against the LA Rams. And beat up LA Rams, a team that gave up an abundance of points against Arizona. The game was over in the first quarter. They've got guys dropping left and right. They got half their team, it feels like, on the IR, the LA Rams. I was talking to 5-2 yesterday, Kirk Morrison. He's just like, dude, we're just getting beat up. We're just getting beat up. So I asked him, I was like, hey, do you think these guys need to start playing preseason? He goes, man, Puka had the knee injury in the preseason, in the training camp. You know, Cooper got rolled up on, a fluke injury. Things happen. But they gave up a 41 burger to Arizona. It wasn't even close. So, you know,
this is a game, though, for their season.
Yep.
You know, like the Rams, you can't fall 0-3 and think that you have a chance, right? So this is like their whole season on the line, and they've got a, you know, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback and a coach that does not want to lose to you. And I think this game is massive for both teams.
Both teams, right?
It feels like one team would be going in one direction. Not that the season's over, but like for the Niners, you lose this game and like, okay, things are starting to slowly get out of your control here.
Seattle's up at home playing the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins without Tua Tagovailoa. And then you have the Cardinals playing the Detroit Lions at home. So that's a big game down in the desert. Well, there's so many good games in week three. It's unbelievable. It's just box office what the NFL has done with the schedule. But then you're right. You send the Rams to 0-3 with Kupp out for a few weeks, with Puka out for a few weeks, Stafford with no offensive line. Now you separate from them. You stay on par with Seattle. No, this is a massive swing game. And the Niners haven't lost a regular season game in SoFi yet, Shasky. Never lost to SoFi Stadium in a regular season.
All those stats feel so meaningless when you lose the NFC Championship game. I'm sorry.
They own SoFi.
I hate hearing it.
They own SoFi.
Yeah, but the one game we didn't win is the one that's the most important.
Trust me, they always let me know about it whenever I go down to SoFi.
Giants fans like, well, 2021. It's like, you lost to the freaking Dodgers. And we all saw it coming.
Right. The Purdy 30. 813 wants to change it to the Purdy 30. That's not bad. 30 for Purdy or the Purdy 30. 888-957-9570. We're going to get to everybody after break. What's the break today, Lubbin? Is it 26, 25? Where are we at?
26.
20. Oh, so we got a couple minutes here. All right. A couple minutes here with, all right, the offense. Without Deebo Samuel, here's what Baldy said about the offense without Deebo.
You're going to see now, because Debo's out, you'll see the rookie Garendo. And Isaac Garendo, if you watch him in his final game, Louisville, USC, he was terrific. He's got 4.3 plus speed at 220 pounds. Now, he's got to take care of the ball. He's got to pass protect. There's a lot of things he's got to be able to do. And I'm not sure about some of those things. But he's got legitimate speed. I think, what do you have? Just the one carry the other day. Like, he's going to have to step up because those were Debo's carries. They're still going to be a run-first team and setting up their offense. So we're going to see more Garendo.
All right. Isaac Garendo, next man up. I'm intrigued.
He missed the hole. I mean, I think this is one thing that like frustrates me is that a guy gets one opportunity and then, obviously the game's moving fast. You're trying to get a feel for it. It's your first NFL moment, what I mean, as a player. And he misses the hole. Everyone's like, you got to hit this hole. All the all-22 experts come out the woodworks 24 hours later. And this is where I would say, and this is the coach in me, hey, you're in a game. It's a tight game. Yep. You're trying to win that game. Mason gives you your best chance. But I also know that, hey, man, I'm going to need Garendo at some point. I got to try to prioritize another touch for this young man so that when I ask him to do 5 carries the following week, maybe he's a little more assimilated. And people are going to say, Joe, what's one carry? I think it's a lot. It's just kind of stabilizes things. Did Jordan Mason look better in the second half against the Jets than he did in the first half?
He looked the same to me. I mean, he looked great in both halves.
I thought the first quarter he just was a little quick, and then I thought as the game went on, he kind of found his footing, and I thought his vision was a little better.
I thought the Jets just brought it in that first quarter, man. They were fired up with their defensive line, but that's fine. He did run hard in the second half. There's no doubt about it. Jordan Mason just looks like a bull. He looks like a bull. He's just blowing through dudes. I mean, he's solid, but you're going to need a backup. You're going to need him to get a blow because as we were worried, a lot of people worried about McCaffrey and his touches last year. Well, Jordan Mason's on pace to have a lot of touches, and we have no idea if McCaffrey's coming back.
You know what, though, B? I think he's built for a lot of touches, but you do need a secondary guy.
It's 17-game season, man. It's a lot of football left to be played here. All right, 888-957-9570. I see KB in Oakland. I saw Chris in Danville. 888-957-9570. A little rapid fire on the other side. The Purdy 30? Purdy for 30? The Purdy 30? Whatever we're calling it, I want 30 seconds on Brock Purdy and how he played against Minnesota. Then I'll ask a question, and I'll just put it out there now. Who's got more pressure on them? I'm going to give you 3 names. Ayuk, Shanny, or Purdy? Who's got the most pressure on them in week number 2? Shanny, Ayuk, and Purdy. You can make an argument for all 3 of these guys. We'll do that on the other side. Brought to you by...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.